Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. Sam is here joining us from ObscuredTruth.com. You can go there and get some great liberty-oriented video products, all free, ObscuredTruth.com. 800-259-9231. We're going to continue taking your phone calls. We may talk more about e-cigarettes here coming up. There's more to say about the FDA and how they're trying to destroy the e-cigarette business. But first, we go to your phone calls. Virgil is on the line in Ohio. Hello, Virgil.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
What's on your mind, Virgil?
Well, just a couple of comments. I was listening to your show from last evening, and you guys touched up on Christianity a little bit and taxation and how a lot of, evangelicals are basically kind of worshiping the state. Do you guys recall that conversation?
Yes. It's something that bothers me greatly about kind of the direction, at least, the Christianity I've been exposed to in America has turned.
Right, and I think you guys are absolutely right, but just don't put us all into that pot. We don't all think along these lines. And
clearly.
If I could address just a couple of points really quick, there are two main passages that ultra-conservative evangelicals use to justify their statism. One is the famous, render unto Caesar passage.
Oh, yeah, we've heard that one. What do you have to say
right.
to it?
Well, that is so out of context. It's not even funny. That passage, here is Jesus in a Jewish temple, hanging out with a bunch of guys. They walk up to him with a Roman coin. This is a denarius. It had, inscription of the emperor on. On one side, I actually think it said, Tiberius, son of God. I believe this was one of the inscriptions. There's a deeper story here. These guys are, Jesus is not actually advocating paying taxes. He's advocating the exact opposite, which is, hey, you guys are hypocrites. You're bringing a Roman coin in my temple, in my father's temple. He's simply exposing their hypocrisy, and he's saying the exact opposite. Do not pay taxes to Rome. This coin doesn't belong here. You need to leave the empire things to the empire and don't go into business with them, basically.
What I've always heard what I've heard an explanation that I like, and it's kind of simple, is to render under Caesar what is Caesar's. Well, who's to say the coin is Caesar's? I mean, is the quarter that I have in my pocket George Washington's? If he were alive, could he lay claim to it? If Barack Obama's picture was on a $100 bill and that was in my pocket, would it be his? Because
sure,
it's the
absolutely.
United States, currency, the Federal Reserve note, does that mean it's the United States government's money? Because it's not. I worked for that money, and I exchanged something for it. I could write my name on that bill right now, and it wouldn't make it mine.
Right. And of course, it's outrageous that that conservatives actually suggest that Jesus is supporting or encouraging, paying taxes to the state here. We're using this passage. And, of course, the only other passage is, I think it's Romans 13, where Paul is writing a letter to Jewish, converted Christians in Rome, telling them, obey authorities and so on. But even that is taken out of context because, both, the letter to Romans and the message of Jesus, these are very subtle, in fact, subversive statements against Rome. They're not supporting Rome. So I think a lot of these guys are gravely missing the point, of what Jesus was trying to accomplish. He was a very subtle, very subversive guy. He wasn't going around, slashing the throats of Roman soldiers, not even getting in their faces, but he was working actively to subvert their authority as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't see how anybody would claim that Jesus was supporting the Roman government. I mean, that's absolutely ludicrous as far as I'm concerned. And the somehow or another, they've decided that because some of the founding fathers were Christians in this country, that therefore the government 200 and something years later is Christian or something. I don't know.
And it's, you're absolutely right. It would be, if we would transplant our environment today back 2,000 years ago, it would be outrageous to think that Jesus would want us to, offer incense to Caesar every morning or worship him or say the pledge of allegiance to Rome. It's outrageous.
Well, ludicrous. Stated. Well stated, sir. Anything else you want to add in here?
That's it. Listen, guys, I've been listening to you for about 2 weeks, and I got to tell you, I'm hooked. You guys are doing a great job, and I'm very impressed with you. Keep
up. Well, I want to apologize, Virgil, if it sounded like we were attacking all Christians. So we usually make pretty clear to not do that.
Yeah, I've gotten less and less acerbic when it comes to Christianity. I was raised in, you know, one of these, you know, Christian homes, went to Christian schools, you know, got really into the doctrine, and I can have some bitterness around Christianity. I know it's true. Now, I'm managing to shed some of that off. For me, it's not about going after the religion itself. There are aspects of it that bother me still, but you know,
right.
not as a whole.
Now, there's some Christians up here in the Free State Project that I love. I mean, they're some of my favorite people. Russell Canning, one of the people that was a big inspiration to me to make the move up here. Some of the civil disobedience that he did was what really brought me to Keene as soon as I came, which was 4 years ago almost now. Russell Canning is one of the most, you know, devout Christians that I know. Varen Swearingen, the president of the Free State Project, also a very devout Christian from what I understand. And I'm sure Varen
He's a part-time preacher man.
I didn't even know that. See, I'm sure Varen would talk to me about Christianity should I want to talk to him about it. But I've never had Varen or Russell or any of those people try to shove anything about their religion down my throat. And I have to say, I really appreciate that. I appreciate the kinds of Christians that are going to keep it to themselves unless they're asked about it.
Right. So can I ask you guys a quick question? That's
sure.
encouraging to me to hear this. How would we get motivated, my wife and I and my family, to explore what you folks are doing up there in New Hampshire?
Well, what would be motivating to you? I don't know what you're looking for.
Well, we're just looking for freedom and liberty, and we love what you folks are doing with the Free State Project, and you know, is there a way we can come up and visit and hang out with people?
You bet. Two really great excuses to come up here. I mean, you can come up any old time and meet up with people.
And
that's
people will definitely hang out with you and you know, spend a little time and talk to you about the state and moving up and things like that.
Right. There's always some sort of social event going on across the state in any given week. I mean, here in Keene, they're every freaking night, Keene Nightcap. But if you want to come up here, two of the best times to do it are the Liberty Forum, which happens in winter, late winter, early spring, March basically, or late February in Nashua, New Hampshire. There's a kind of a hotel convention style event, and that's a good time. There's a lot of folks, hundreds of people that come out for that. And then there's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which just ended about a month ago. That's more of a camping style event.
Late June.
With a whole lot more people. There are literally 800 people there this year. So far more people attend the Pork Fest.
That 800 that registered is probably closer to 1,100.
It's more affordable, obviously, because it's camping as opposed to a luxury hotel. And when I say luxury, it's not the most expensive of hotels that they stay in for the Liberty Forum, but certainly you're going to spend more on the Liberty Forum than you will going camping. So it really depends on what kind of atmosphere you want. Do you want the more convention-style atmosphere? And it's not like you have to wear a suit or anything like that. There are certainly people dressed casually there. Or do you want to be out camping in the woods? Or do both. Both of them are a great opportunity to come up, meet some of the other families that are up here, meet some of the other activists that are here, and get plugged into this community. There have been so many people that have come here for one of these two events, and they've just been so inspired by they've been so inspired by what happens at these events, the people that they meet, that they don't want to leave.
All right, that's fantastic. Listen, you guys keep up the good work. I'm going to sign up for an AMP account with you here.
Great, thank you, Virgil.
And give you our support. Okay.
Also, go and sign up for the Free State Project as well when you get a chance.
Yeah, state your intention.
Yeah, freestateproject.org, and then get yourself up here and meet some of these amazing people. They're just the most fun group of folks. Just so nice. And they work together, and they help each other out. I mean, when people make the move up here, the first real impression that you get when you move to New Hampshire is how amazing the people are here. They come to your home or your apartment or whatever it is you're moving into. If you announce in advance that you're coming, they'll come here to your home. They will unload your car for you. They'll unload your moving truck for you. I mean, you'll have a whole moving truck unloaded in 30 to 45 minutes. Now, you should buy them pizza and some beer or something like that, but afterwards you've got yourself a party at your new home with all your new friends, the people that have, you know, you're essentially going to be your new neighbors and your new friends for life. And thank you for the call, Virgil. I appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. The Free Talk Live, by the way, has a lot of features on the site, including our listening options, live streams, listen lines, webcam, we give it all away, so enjoy. And the main feature of the site actually allows you to interact with other listeners by submitting show prep suggestions. So you find something online that you think is pretty neat, You submit it to our website, and then other listeners get to vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most liked will make it to the front page of our website and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see them and talk about them on these very airwaves. So you can go and do that, get interactive with the website and other listeners over at freetalklive.com. It's all totally free. We actually had Virgil on the line a moment ago from Ohio, relatively new listener to the show, said he's hooked. That's great news. He's starting to really like the idea of the Free State Project. And we were talking about some of the events that go on with the Free State Project, the Liberty Forum, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Of course, you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. Sam, was your first exposure to New Hampshire the Porcupine Freedom Festival or the Liberty Forum?
Oh, gosh.
Because I remember you came up here and you toured the studio once with Dale a long time ago.
I think that was during the Liberty Forum, and that was the first time I was up.
No, I think that was the Pork Fest. Didn't they do the bus tours during Pork Fest?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. Okay. So it was Pork Fest, I guess, 3 years ago now.
What was your impression? I mean, do you remember how you felt about when you were, you know, what you'd heard about the Free State Project, maybe by listening to Free Talk Live or visiting the forums, and then when you actually arrived and experienced the Porcupine Freedom Festival? What was it like?
I mean, the thing I think that people notice right off the bat the most that was really apparent to me is everybody around kind of already gets it. I was still sort of coming around to the ideas at that point. You know, I had heard about it. I had listened to Free Talk Live for probably a year at that point, and decided, okay, I want to check into this thing and make sure that New Hampshire is a place that I can live. I got up here, we went out shooting. I had a good time. I got along with the people. I think that was that the year of the Epic Fun Tent?
I think so.
And so, yeah, that was quite a lot of fun, as you can imagine. it's hard to really describe. I mean, I was coming from this city in Dallas, you know, Dallas, Texas, city of millions of people.
Yeah.
And here I am considering moving to this small town where I run into Mark while we're out on the tour. Just he's walking around on Main Street, and I'm like, hey, Mark. So the guy with the big ears.
That's me. There I was.
And so we chatted. You know, it was just kind of like, I don't know, I had to sort of really get a feel for it and make sure, yeah, this is a place I can come up here and be happy. So.
And was that something you decided the weekend of Porkfest or that week of Porkfest, or do you have to really ruminate on it later?
I really had to think about it because, you know,
big lifestyle change.
It was a big lifestyle change. I had a house down there that I was selling. My entire family, most of them are still in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We have the family farm that's been in the family for 230 years. It's where the wagon wheel broke on my great-grandfather's wagon. He said, all right, screw this. We're not fixing it. We're just going to buy this place and settle here. So
probably didn't cost that much back then either.
No, it didn't. There's a lot of history, a lot of family in Texas that I've kind of left behind. So it wasn't a very easy decision for me. But over time, I heard it more and more. I know kind of what I'm capable of doing, the way that I have of kind of reaching out to people and speaking to the masses to try and share some of these ideas and this philosophy with them. And I realized, where else am I going to be able to do this? Where else am I going to have the support? I was going to court fighting those traffic tickets, playing with the Mark Stevens approach. And, I mean, I'd have two people in court, and it was either my parents or my neighbors behind me who
are now considering moving.
Yeah, his son came up here.
Right.
It was his dad and his wife at the time who had come into court and taken time off work to come up and watch me. Whereas here, you know, I could send out a Pork 411 the night before and say, hey, I've got a court date in the morning, or post to the forum, and six or eight people show up. It's amazing.
Yeah, at the drop of a hat. And it's right. I have to say, I have to agree with you. I was talking with some folks about, you know, living here last night and
mm-hmm.
And how just incredible it has been. I mean, when I moved here 4 years ago, it was so different.
Yeah.
So different. There were a lot fewer people around here, if I can say that. Just literally a handful of activists in the area, and all of differing age ranges, basically, which was a challenge for Julia at the time, because she didn't have anybody her age that she could really relate to in the movement. And I think that was, you know, I think there was a problem there, and that was one of those early mover problems, right? And those problems have been remedied at this point. Now we have so many people of the age range that that we're in, because it's easier for young people to move than families. We're starting to see the families show up now. Within the last year, more families have started to show up, at least in this area of the state. But every single night here in Keene now, there are these nightcaps, which is, I've never been so social in my life. I mean, this summertime.
You guys used to tease each other, Mark. You used to tease him about never even going out to get the mail out of the mailbox.
Yeah.
And now he's going out every night.
Period.
And I've almost never
see you out, dude.
Yeah, almost never.
Right. Well, Mark's married, and he's got his family, and he stays home, and he's got a good life now for what he's looking for, and that's working for him. But my point being that now, instead of a handful of folks, there are dozens of people here. But that's all. Just dozens. Even with just a few dozen people in this area, like you're saying, you drop the hat, people show up at court. 6 to 10 to 12 to 15 people will show up at a court trial with relatively short notice at 8:30 in the morning or whatever absurd time they decide to have the hearing. So the response level that you get from just literally a few dozen activists is incredible. The social community here is amazing, and people mix well together. It's not just the people of the same age range. It's people of a wide age range that all have the same liberty belief system in common, and they mix well together. And as I mentioned, families, etc. It just keeps getting better. It's almost unfathomable to think about what it's going to be like in five more years after hundred people make the move.
Yeah, when I first started coming up a year and a half ago, I would go to Social Sundays and there would be 12 to maybe 18 people, and that was a good turnout.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's like the worst Social Sundays on a holiday weekend when everybody's out of town or doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of people showing up to the activism has just exploded. I've really seen it take off, and
more locals are getting involved too.
Yeah, that's the other thing. We've been talking about the movie Pleasantville. It's something that I gave to one of the city councilors here and said, watch this film. And of course, she saw no parallels whatsoever to what's happening here in Keene. But I liken the central square down there to the lake. So the movie Pleasantville, for those people who don't know.
Please see it.
These
Please.
Folks get sucked into a black and white TV perfect world called Pleasantville, where everything's perfect.
Yeah, and the old 50s sitcoms would have you believe.
Yeah, and they bring all their new and crazy ideas in there about, you know, free thought and doing
dancing.
What you love and dancing and
color.
Reading books. The library books were all blank. So
right, and they would teach the kids that nothing was outside of Pleasantville. So
right.
Like, well, what's out there? Well, no, nothing.
Oh,
you
don't
know,
worry
you don't
about,
know
that,
about that,
kids.
Yeah.
And so. So, you know, as these people start experiencing life and really sort of open up and create change within themselves, that would be reflected through their outer selves.
We're supposed to talk about that this hour. We need to come back on that
by
discussion.
Them changing into color.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, let's talk more about that here in a moment. Also, your calls, 800-259-9231, Pleasantville. If you haven't seen it, it's one of my favorites.
Mine too.
You can take control of the airwaves here, 800-259-9231. Have you seen it, Mark, Pleasantville?
No.
Oh, you're going to have
Whoa.
To borrow it.
Yeah.
I've got it on DVD. All right, we're coming up here. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes. All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill. Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick. You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. Protect yourself. You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new Evacuation Pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free. You can enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, don't worry. We've got them for you. The front page of the site reveals the last week's worth, and if you click into the archives page, you can go all the way back to 2006. It's all free at freetalklive.com. And the Free Talk Live archives, now brought to you by HostGator.com. So, 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking about Pleasantville, and it's good that we brought this up because I totally spaced out, Sam. We were supposed to discuss this idea of changing oneself, changing the inside, and then watching that manifest into to reality. It's kind of this whole discussion of evolving versus revolving, the revolution versus the evolution. That's why we've titled the Freekeen.com. Peaceful evolution. That's kind of the sub, the tag, if you will, for Freekeen, because I think the idea of evolving is far more important than to revolve, and this is important. Pleasantville, we just gave Mark the DVD here during the break. He's going to take it home. Watch it with Laura. It's a great movie, something that the whole family can enjoy. It's not one of those guy films at all. It's one of those eye-opening, really brilliant, thought-provoking, fantastic films. I can't rave enough about it.
I found it because Fiona Apple did a song specifically for it, the Across the Universe, which mm-hmm. She's one of my favorite artists. And I was looking through here. I bought several copies of this movie before I moved up here and sent them to some of the Fred and Cynthia, some of the local politicians up here, and invited them to read it and or to watch it. Cynthia wrote back, the city councilor that we talk to on Talkback all the mm-hmm. time, and said, I don't see any what this has to do with Keene. So I wrote a rather lengthy response, and it's on Free Keene. If you search a story about change, or just Pleasantville, that will bring it up. Mm-hmm. And I go through a lot of, you know, just probably six or eight pages of details on this. But the idea, this is the comparison that I'm kind of starting to see happen right here in Keene, is, you know, as these people started changing within and discovering themselves, discovering who they are, discovering what they were all about, the stand that they wanted to take in the world, the way that they wanted to live their life, the change showed up on the outside of them by them changing
color.
Yeah, whereas everything else in the whole world was black and white, and that's all people had ever known. And that was so comfortable because, Ian, life was great in Pleasantville. The basketball team, all of them could shoot baskets, and everyone right. would go in all in a row. And then when these damn colored showed up, you know, everything just went to hell in a handbasket, and they couldn't, the basketball team lost. It never happened. Oh, God, what do we do? You know, people are doing all these crazy things out around town, and we just don't know how to handle it. So, you know, a couple things have happened here that sort of just I'm laughing at. One, the people that had changed colors and were reading books and so forth, because Bud would tell the story and it would appear in the library books. Sorry, Mark, I'm spoiling this for you. But they would go out to this little area, this little lake thing. There's a little grassy area. There's a little gazebo there. And the kids would all sit out at the gazebo, kick back,
yeah,
relax,
man.
And enjoy, you know, living
each
free
company.
And reading
sure.
the banned books. The books were eventually banned and so forth. Well, that's Central
Listening
Square.
To music, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's Central Square. I mean, we are...
Keene's Central Square.
Keene's Central Square. Yeah. The
Where
same
we do the show.
Thing is happening there. And the other thing that happened is the first people to change... First, it was Bud and his sister that had
right.
got sucked into the from the real world into this TV fiction land. And they were kind of persecuted a little bit at first. And then some other locals started joining them. They started changing colors. And the other locals, the black and whites, still just really did not like that. And they started
lashing out,
getting yep. angry. Go home. You know, we don't want that. We don't want your kind here. We don't like this. And you're different.
No colors allowed.
Yeah. All yep. these things. So that's happening today right here in Keene.
It really is.
The people are seeing that, things are changing. We can't get away with our old propaganda and just tell people, oh, government's great. And they just mindlessly, okay, yeah, government's great.
And one of the biggest challenges is from with the on the inside. In the movie Pleasantville, it's about a brother and sister. As you mentioned, they go into the television set and they go into this mm-hmm. idyllic world. And it's Bud, the brother, who's really the Pleasantville obsessee. He's sitting there watching this Pleasantville marathon. His sister hates the show,
right.
but they both end up getting sucked in. And so she becomes the troublemaker in Pleasantville, if you will. She's the one who kind of sparks the change.
She's kind of a tramp.
You know, that takes over the town. And Bud is resistant to this. Bud sees this happening, and he says, no, you can't
perfect.
Do this.
Perfect. Don't
right.
do it.
This is Pleasantville. You can't do this to Pleasantville. You know, this kind of attitude. And what do we see from within our movement? The very same attitude from these people that
yes.
are seeing what's happening here in Keene with the civil disobedience and non-cooperation and sort of the outside-the-system stuff that's going on. No, you're poisoning the well. You can't have this. We're a respectable movement. We need to beg the politicians and run for office and do all these things, and that's fine. Andrew Carroll, one of the activists here, is running for office, so those things are happening. It's just they take a long time. But isn't that that's another parallel?
Yeah.
Well,
and then,
you know, one thing that I would interject on that is oftentimes what you'll sort of get from people who support the governmental system either here or, you know, honestly anywhere, but the things are actually happening here in Keene, and I get to see it on a regular basis, is they'll sort of say things like, "Well, look, the system works as long as you do what the rules are." You know, the system's so bad that you actually have to prop it up. It's like an old dying animal that you have to drag along with you, this dinosaur, you know, heaving and coughing and spitting up phlegm. You've got to help it along. The system can't handle, for instance, people refusing to pay parking tickets and saying, no, I'll take that to court. I mean, they just can't handle it. They just have to reject it out of hand.
Yeah.
And then they'll try to shame you and you didn't pay. pay your parking ticket. You should have. The system can't handle you doing that. You're naughty. It's so weird that, I mean, it's that bad. The system's this bad that it simply can't function, and then people support it still.
Yeah, so when the town folk had finally just had enough of these coloreds, they decided to have themselves a town meeting where Big Bob, mm-hmm. the head of the town, the mayor of the town, got up there and they posted their rules of ethics, or whatever it was, like 10 things you can't do. No reading banned right. books. No painting colored pictures. And one of the guys discovered that his change was he was an artist and he did a nude painting. Oh man,
yeah,
I forgot about that.
It was the side of the building.
He did it, on the window of the lady inside. So then the guys came and threw a rock through it. Okay, now get this. What are they doing Thursday night? They're having a meeting at the city council to talk about what to do about all these activists out there with their megaphones.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're
trying to.
Yeah,
they're talking people up.
I'm planning the Keene. City Council drinking game.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're moving forward with that. I'm glad somebody is taking some action with the city council folks, because they always talk about how we're supposed to get involved in the system, and then when we actually do, they get upset about it.
Or that'll never happen.
But very interesting.
Suggestions.
Another interesting observation here. You're pointing out that there's this scene in Pleasantville where the angry town people are upset because of this color painting of a woman with her breasts showing, mm-hmm. basically, a full nude painting. And what do we have here in Keene? Controversy about someone going topless in the park. It's all very, very similar.
It is. And, the story is really about the process that people go through when they bring new ideas into an environment. It's really about change.
And people's reluctance to embrace it
accept
and their resistance to it.
Yeah, you had the guy's wife. He was really, buddy with the mayor, would go bowling with him and so forth. And when she changed colors after masturbating in the bathroom, she used makeup.
Is that why it's PG-13?
It might be, yeah. But she powdered her face to turn herself gray so that she wouldn't look like she wouldn't look any different to her husband. She was ashamed at what had happened to herself.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. And, of course, she's older than the young people, so it was harder for her to handle that. More coming up here. Fantastic film, Pleasantville. Rent it. Put it on your Netflix. Go see it if you haven't yet. More coming up. Free Talk Live. You take control.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do so. And one of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us because we can reinvest your $3 a month into the show and get on more radio stations around the country. Keeping our fingers crossed here to hopefully announce a new six-night-a-week affiliate. I don't want to jinx it because it's already gone longer than it should have. And that's why I always wait until the station has started us before I announce them. So we've got the signed agreement. It's just a matter of time now. And it'll be a good name. It'll be a good city to announce when it happens. But it's all thanks to you. It's thanks to listeners like you contributing $3 a month. You get perks too, like access to the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only forum and more. Go get the details and get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yep, and the cam at cam.freetalklive is brought to you by Memory Dealers. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers and up to 99% off of list price. Go check it out at memorydealers.com.
All right, so here we are in the remaining segment of the program. Certainly enough time for your calls. Let's go to them. Ken is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ken.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Ken?
I had a question about kind of using alternative currencies in light of Gresham's law.
All right.
Which is that bad money will drive good money out of the market. So
yeah.
What reason is there for me to use a silver currency like say the Liberty Dollar offered?
It's an excellent question. I have that issue myself. Basically, what you're suggesting is Gresham's law says that basically if you've got two types of money to choose from with which you can spend, you will choose the stuff that's worthless because why the heck would you want to hang on to that? You'd want to hang on to the stuff that's worth something, like silver, that kind of thing. And I have that myself. Like, if I can choose between cash and silver, I'm going to choose to pay cash simply because I'd rather hold on to the silver. It holds value. But if somebody gives you an incentive by, say, giving you a better price for silver, then you've got reason to use the silver unless you're just doing it for the purposes of using silver.
But I don't know if that holds up because, you know, just like you want to get rid of it, so does everybody else, more than likely. So you're not going to find the same market for you would that you would if you were trying to pawn off silver, which people might find much more desirable than some fiat currency.
I don't understand.
Well, you were looking at the perspective of, from me, if I have silver and I have FRNs, let's say,
mm-hmm.
chances are I want to get rid of the FRNs and keep the silver.
That's what I feel like.
Okay. But if, you know, other people, they're going to want silver more than they're going to want FRNs. Today,
I see what you're saying.
Don't know the difference, and the FRNs are backed up by this huge monopoly organization that's given it all kinds of credibility that it really doesn't deserve because it's absolutely worthless.
When I used the Liberty Dollar, you know, back when it was actually around, I was using it on a regular basis, and I'd use the silver 20 and the silver 10. I remember the 1 ounce was a $10, wasn't it, at one point, Ian,
yep.
when we started up?
Yeah.
So I would use it, and what I found almost inevitably was that the cashier would take it out of the cash register, replace it with a $10 bill, and keep it for themselves. Mm-hmm. So you could get them into, you know, you could use them as an educational tool, and that was the way to sort of use Gresham's Law to your advantage.
Right, but right now we're talking about silver in general, not just the Liberty Dollar. Silver as a one-ounce piece, I mean, that tends to be what is traded up here amongst the activists. Silver is a fairly popular way for the activists to trade with one another. However, when I'm given the opportunity to here's an example. Michelle Seven offered to do some cleaning here at the LRN.FM studios, and she was willing to do it for... I forget what the cash amount was, or 1 ounce of silver. And I perceived the ounce of silver as being the better deal. So I went ahead and did the ounce of silver. So I guess it just depends on the incentives of the buyer and the seller in various different cases. But I think Sam's right. As more people start to understand what value-backed currency is all about, they may be more desirable of receiving it.
Yeah, I think education has a lot to do with it.
That answer your question, Ken?
Yeah, it did sort of. I also had a kind of tangent I wanted to go off on that.
Sure.
Would there be, I've heard of, like, electronic gold transactions. Would there be a way to kind of bring that more into, more popular economies rather than just personal transactions?
If you can avoid getting raided by the feds, yes. E-Gold ended up having some big problems with the federal government. Of course, PayPal was originally started by a libertarian for the purpose of getting around governments, and they ended up getting to them. So the larger you become, the more effective you become, the bigger target you're going to become.
Somebody will find some decentralized solution relatively soon. I mean, the world is clamoring for this. There was one last year, I think it was called the Gold Card or something like that, that attempted to get its head above water. It didn't quite make it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really rooting for them.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they had a good idea.
They were going to be offshore as well.
Right. So. And so it's going to, you know, there's a lot of, that's coming. I don't know when and I don't know how, but I can assure you it's coming.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to come before the federal government crashes and burns, though.
You're just hoping.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't know if it will, Mark, because they target that stuff. They really don't like it. That's why Bernard von Notthaus recently went to jail for a short period of time. I saw in his most recent update from the man who's behind the Liberty Dollar. They targeted him. They took out his entire operation. They stole all of his precious metals. And he and his associates are facing some jail time, and one of them has been in jail ever since he was arrested a couple of years ago.
They really prey on people's ignorance. I mean, they teach them this garbage in the government indoctrination centers they call schools, and they 10 years ago people didn't know that the Federal Reserve was a private organization made up of these big multinational banks. So today I think it's like 95% of the people know and understand that. So
really, 95%?
I'm quoting Alex Jones numbers, though. So
that could not be reality, folks.
It could not be real. But, there's a mass awakening to the Federal Reserve, to the fiat
money system.
Certainly
the information is getting out there now, thanks to the Internet.
Yeah, and people are starting to question this. And so, yeah, the federal government, I think, is very scared because they won't compete. They can't.
They can't. Ken, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Brett is on the line in Texas. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live. And Sam and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Brett. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, Gresham's Law, just a clarification on it.
Okay. Sure.
Well, what it is it's overvalued currencies drives out undervalued currencies. So, say by government fiat, silver has to be traded at $50 an ounce or $5 an ounce, whatever, but the market's $100 an ounce. Then silver is undervalued, so everyone's going to hold on to it because it's worth 100. Yeah, so any silver currency or Liberty dollar or whatever, as long as it's being valued at what it is at market price, it won't be driven out. It's you understand?
Yeah, so right now, the silver's at, I haven't looked lately, but $20 an ounce, let's say.
$18.50.
And gold is $11.50 or somewhere in there. I think a lot of people realize that the banks have been in there manipulating the markets, suppressing gold and silver prices, and expect those to rise. So people are much less
they're holding on to their silver
reluctant
right now,
to trade it. Yeah, because I know that silver.
That's how I feel. I mean, I'm not positive, but I think that the government and the big banks have been in there screwing with silver and gold, and I think that these things are going to go up in the future once they're not able to screw with it anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I've been holding on to it. I haven't been trading as much.
Yeah, so, I mean, I have a lot of silver that I bought at, I think, $11 an ounce or something, and I could make a great profit by selling it. But
then you don't
ridiculous.
Hold your value anymore.
Because right. I know that silver in a few years will be worth $50, maybe $200, maybe in the extreme, maybe $400 an ounce. So every ounce of silver that I give someone and get $25 for it today, I'm really shooting myself in the foot mm-hmm. when the S hits the fan and all of this manipulation comes out and all of these derivatives that have been created, the trillions and trillions of dollars of derivatives around all of these commodities, when that comes crashing down and we start to see the true value, the true market price of gold and silver today, I think I'm going to lose out big on all these ounces of silver that I'm trading today.
Yes. Well, the thing is also, I believe by law, gold currencies can only trade at like $40 an ounce or something, when at least what we understand, it's like $11,000 something an ounce. So obviously, as far as currencies
$1,100, yeah.
Yeah, but as far as currencies go, gold is way undervalued as far as being able to be used as a currency legally.
Thanks for the info tonight, Brett. Appreciate hearing from you. We are fresh out of time. It has been Ian with you.
And Sam, I am.
And Mark.
Don't forget to visit Sam over at obscuretotruth.com and visit us at freetalklive.com. We'll be here tomorrow night, same time, same place. And again, online, freetalklive.com. Don't forget, go see Pleasantville. See you later.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.